Welcome to the Health and Public Housing Podcast, where we provide information and hold discussions relevant to the health of residents of public housing and other HUD-assisted families, as well as other underserved communities. And with me today is our Director of Health Policy Research and Promotion, Dr. Saki Malik Cho. NCHPH is dedicated to improving health outcomes and achieving health equity for residents of public housing and other underserved communities. In support of this mission, we offer training, technical assistance, research, and partnership building. This podcast will provide guidance on how to choose a social determinants of health screening tool for public housing residents. Saki, in population health, the benefits of screening tools and the importance of addressing the social determinants of health, or SDOH, as we will refer to it in this discussion, have become clear. Please begin today's session by explaining the basics of screening. What are they? What are they used for?
Bob, thank you so much for that question. I'm really happy to sit with you and talk about this really important topic. Screening just refers to the process of asking questions to determine whether there's a particular problem or an issue. A screening tool is the instrument, the questionnaire, or the survey that asks those questions. And there are many different types of screening tools. There are pediatric screening tools that determine if a child has risk factors for developmental issues. There are general health screening tools that can determine if a patient has a risk for high blood pressure or diabetes. There are behavioral screening tools to determine if a patient is at risk for depression. So there are all different types of screening tools, and they can be administered by a provider, a community health worker, or they could be filled out by a patient during intake. So screening is just that general term for determining whether a patient has risks that could lead to illness.
Why should health centers, especially health centers that serve residents of public housing, screen for SDOH? Further, what is the relationship between SDOH and health equity?
First, I think we need to start with some level setting, define what we mean by the social determinants of health, or SDOH. SDOH are the conditions that impact our health and well-being because where we live, work, learn, and play impact our health more than just the medical care we receive. So health starts in our homes, in our schools, in our workplaces, and in our neighborhoods. And we know that taking care of ourselves by eating well and staying active, not smoking, getting all of those recommended immunizations and screening tests when we're supposed to, seeing a doctor when we're sick, all of those things influence our health. But our health is also determined in part by access to social and economic opportunities and the resources and the supports that are available in our neighborhoods. Also, the quality of our schooling, the safety of our workplaces, the cleanliness of our water and food and air, and also the nature of our social interactions and our relationships. So these conditions can explain in part why some folks are healthier than others and why people just generally aren't as healthy as they could be. Health equity as a concept is the notion that everyone, no matter where they live or what background they have, they should be able to live their healthiest life possible. The County Health Rankings and Roadmaps has developed a framework that illustrates this point very clearly. And it shows us that 40% of health outcomes are driven by social and economic factors and 10% by our physical environment, which means that at least half of our health outcomes are a result of what we call SDOH. So in order to achieve health equity, we need to focus on addressing SDOH in our communities.
How are health center patients, especially residents of public housing and other HUD-assisted families, impacted by SDOH?
And we know that low-income communities, where many public housing sites are located, have been intentionally disenfranchised. They're less likely to have healthy food outlets, access to pharmacies and health and social services. And they're more likely to have unsafe and unhealthy housing and be in neighborhoods that experience violence and racism. And we also know, based on a report from HUD and the CDC, that residents of public housing have higher rates of chronic health conditions like asthma and diabetes and heart disease compared to the general population. But they also have higher rates of illness compared to other low-income renters. And this is an indicator that place, the environmental conditions, that SDOH is playing a role in the health outcomes of public housing residents. So collecting data on patients' SDOH in a standardized way can have multiple benefits across the spectrum of care. On an individual level for patients and families, it can empower them to improve health and well-being by providing them with referrals and access to the services that they need in a very holistic way. For care team members, it can give them that data that they need to better manage their patients. At the system level, at the healthcare system level, it can help develop prevention strategies and integrate care through cross-sector partnerships. SDOH data can also support the development of value-based care payment models. And then at that broadest policy level, collecting SDOH data can ensure health centers have the capacity to serve the complex needs of their patients.
Saki, please explain what SDOH domains should be screened.
Great question. There are many domains to consider, including in a standardized screener. And I want to point you to two key resources that provide that scientific evidence on the relationship between SDOH domains and health outcomes, and how to capture that SDOH data within patient electronic health records, or EHRs. There are two reports from the Institute of Medicine capturing social and behavioral domains in electronic health records. And they identify some core domains that should be included in all EHRs. And they also identify some domains that should be included for specific populations or settings defined by age or socioeconomic status, race or ethnicity, disease, or other characteristics. In that second phase of the IOM report, they discuss some of the challenges to adding these measures into the EHR and how to overcome them, as well as how to link EHR data to other organizations like public health departments, social service agencies, or housing agencies. The IOM came up with a very comprehensive list of domains. They are socio-demographic domains, and that could be race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, education, employment. Psychological domains such as stress, depression, and anxiety, behavioral domains such as diet, exercise, alcohol, and tobacco use, social relationship domains such as social isolation and exposure to violence, and neighborhood domains such as the socioeconomic and racial and ethnic composition of communities.
How can health centers determine what specific domains to include in their SDOH screening?
It's incredibly challenging to capture all of that information in a single tool without exhausting both the patient and the staff. So the IOM committee identified some criteria for determining what SDOH domains should be included in an EHR. And it might be helpful to share some of those criteria to health centers that are trying to figure out what to include. So the first criteria is the strength of the scientific evidence that demonstrates there's an association of that domain with health outcomes. The second is the usefulness of the domain for managing and treating a patient's illness or monitoring population health and making policy decisions that could affect the patient population. The third is the availability of a reliable and valid measure of the domain. The fourth is feasibility. Whether there's a burden that's placed on the patient, the clinician, the administrative time and cost of interfaces and storage. The fifth is sensitivity. That is, if patient discomfort regarding revealing some of that personal information is high, or if there are increased risks or privacy risks or legal risks. And then the last one is accessibility of data from another source. So if there is information available from an external source, it would have less priority for inclusion in the EHR. And I think that's an important criteria to consider, because we don't want the screening tool to be incredibly comprehensive. If there is information that you're capturing in other sources, in other local sources, or within your EHR, you should use that data.
What are some common SDOH screening tools?
Are a lot of screening tools available. I want to point you out to two more key resources, the Screening Technical Assistance and Resource Center, or the STAR Center, and the Social Interventions Research and Evaluation Network, or SIREN. These are two very robust websites with detailed information on all of the screening tools that are available. And you can view them based on the domains that are included in the tool. But according to UDS data, the most common screening tool used by public housing primary care health centers is the PREPARE tool, which stands for the Protocol for Responding to and Assessing Patients' Assets, risks and experiences. The second most common tool is the Accountable Health Community Screen tool, followed by the recommended social and behavioral domains for EHRs, WeCare, which is a pediatric screening tool, and the Health Leads screening tool.
How can a health center determine which screening tool is right for them?
The first thing to consider is what domains are covered in the tool, and do those reflect the challenges that your patients face? The second is the overall length of the assessment. How many questions is it? How long will it take to complete it? And will the length of the survey cause a burden on patients? The third is, what is the reading level of the assessment? And is it in the language written appropriately for your patient mix? Is the tool available in other languages that represent the diversity of your patients? Is it free? Is there a cost associated? How easily can the tool be integrated into your EHR? And does that depend on what vendor you're using, whether it's Epic or NextGen, for example? Is there any flexibility in the tool? Can you add or modify questions? What kind of resources are needed from an IT standpoint or staff training standpoint in order to implement the tool? And then finally, whether the tool is validated and the rating or ranking of that tool. Kaiser Permanente and Siren work together to develop a rating system for screening tools, and you can access that information from the Siren website. I know that this is a lot of information to sort through and digest, and it can be a real challenge to research, assess, and rank which screening tools are better suited for a specific health center's need or capacity or patient population. We created at NCHPH a guide to SDOH screening tools that's available on our website, where we identified and described and compared a list of evidence-based screening tools that are commonly used at health centers using that criteria. So it might be helpful for health centers to check that out as a next step.
Saki, from what you've described, choosing the right SDOH screening tool is important. What resources are available to health centers if they want more information, training, or tools on SDOH screening?
A lot of resources on our website, nchph.org. If health centers are interested in taking a deeper dive on screening, I suggest that they look at some of the learning collaboratives we did last year on screening tools. If they're interested in hearing a health center perspective, we have podcasts that we've done in the past with health centers on their implementation of screening tools. There are also an abundance of resources available on the Health Center Clearinghouse, healthcenterinfo.org, on all sorts of training and technical assistance needs.
Thanks, Saki, for this great introduction to how to select screening tools for testing public housing residents and other HUD-assisted families on social determinants of health. I know our colleagues in health centers and other healthcare organizations will benefit. I hope you found this discussion helpful. Thanks for visiting with us. My name is Bob Burns, and I hope you'll join us for our other health and public housing podcasts. Thank you.